I think that what most people would agree is that this is a hugely confusing election and that nobody really has an idea what's going on. I've been spending the last 3 weeks out on the campaign trail, and because of that, it's like a soldier in battle. You don't necessarily have a sense of how the whole campaign is going at all. You just see what is in front of you. I think that for me, it's the confusion that people feel that has been the most remarkable fact that I've had to deal with. And this is about conversation by conversation, spending time with people, trying to find out what it is that they're trying to do, what it is that matters to them, and seeing how they can actually put that into practice, working out how to use their vote. I probably moved away from seeing myself as directly trying to get people to vote the way that I want them to vote. It's almost become a necessity to counsel people because they are stressed by all of this. They find it very difficult to know what to do. After the first of the leadership debates, there was this huge buzz of excitement. Lots of people were very taken with Nick Clegg, and they wanted this to be something which they could latch on to. I think they were looking for a third way. They knew that they were fed up and bored with some of the aspects of Labour, and they wanted things to be different and better and in some ways. And they weren't convinced by what was being offered by David Cameron, and they were uncomfortable with a lot of that. So they didn't like the fact that they were in a position where they had to choose between two equally imperfect solutions, and the idea that perhaps there was a third way, perhaps there was something different that they could latch on to, would have had an enormous appeal. I think that in our particular constituency, the problem that they faced was that the Lib Dem candidate, though there is one, is virtually invisible, and they've not had a sense that there is a person there that they can vote for. Now, as we get to the end of the campaign, I'm finding that as I do talk to people, they are more ready to finally make a decision. They've thought about this a lot, some of them very seriously, and just sometimes my being on the doorstep with them is enough to tip the balance and make them comfortable with the decision, which they perhaps have already reached. I think it's actually something which is requiring a great deal of maturity from many people, and some people will not obtain this, and it's a question of how many people do make this mature decision will be the deciding factor in the result that we get with this election. I think that for some people they've got to reach the point of going beyond the glitz and the glamour and the excitement which is stirred up by the media. It's a question of realising that the people we're electing are imperfect people who cannot achieve miracles, but it's our duty and our responsibility to try and make sure that we elect good people who will do the best that they can. And it's also, I think, our responsibility to make sure that we find ways of supporting them in the decisions that they will make. Here in Stafford, I'm encouraging all the voters that I speak to find out as much as they can about the candidates. And those that have done that have, in many cases, understood what a good candidate they have with David Kidney, who has been our MP for 13 years. And they've looked at the alternatives and decided that in many cases David is the one that they want to support, and that they will do so happily on this occasion.